Hello, this is Pastor Cal Hampton. I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to listen to our Second Mile podcast. It is my prayer that the Spirit of God might just enliven your spirit so that you might get a word from heaven today. And as always, you have an invite to come and worship with us down here at Second Mile Church on 804 Riverside Drive in Clarksville. May the Lord bless you. Thank you.
Good morning. Ain't it good to be in the house of the Lord? Every week I can't wait to come back. God's been good to us. I ask God to forgive me anything I've done. I want y'all to testify this morning that I've done that. Well, dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we're just so thankful, God, to be in your house this morning, Lord, to be with all these Christian brothers and sisters, God. We just thank you for all the many blessings, Lord, that you blessed us with, God, and how you've seen us through tough times, Lord, that we didn't think we'd make it. And we know we wouldn't make it without your help. Father, just thank you for Brother Cal, Brother Billy, Lord, as they preach and teach. It's been such a blessing to hear them, God. And Lord, and learn things, God, that might not never learn if I hadn't heard it from him. God, just ask you to be with these services this morning, God, that they might glorify you in each and every way, God. And may the Holy Spirit move in this place as it's never moved before, God, and touch every life, Father, through your word. And we ask you to bless Brother Cal, Lord, as he brings forth the message this morning, God. And after that, as Billy teaches the Sunday school lesson, God, may your holy will be done. For these things we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Love old David Fry, don't y'all? Amen. We are in a sermon series and have been for many, many months called Glory in the Church. And we've been moving through verse by verse through the great book of Ephesians. And hasn't this been a powerful book to the church? It's still applicable for us today. And we've been talking about family over the last few weeks. That's kind of where the passage of Scripture has led. And as the providence of God, we've been talking the last two or three weeks about the husband-wife relationship. Well, this morning we're talking about the parent-child relationship. And I wonder if we could, if you're 18 years or younger, could you just stand to your feet? We want to just, how many kids, children? All right, here's a couple over here. There's Claire back there. All right, Madison. Aren't you thankful for our children, our kids? All right, y'all can be seated. I've entitled the message today, Kingdom Kids. And we're looking at what God has to say about children in a Christian home. And, you know, I've still got one of my parents with us. And there's a special relationship between a parent and the child. But, you know, parents say some strange things to their kids when we're growing up. I remember my folks saying some things like, you better watch your tongue. How do you watch your tongue? You know what I'm saying? Oh, don't you look at me like that. Listen to me now, and my all-time favorite is this one. This is going to hurt me worse than it's going to hurt you. Can I get a witness? All right. You know, I think as we have been looking at the husband-wife relationship the last two or three weeks, the parent-child relationship is a close second to that relationship in the family. Growing up, one of my favorite baseball players was Harmon Killebrew. He played for the Minnesota Twins. And Harmon's dad is the one that taught him how to play baseball. And in his I can't believe how long this has been, but in his 1984 Hall of Fame speech, Harmon began to give credit to his dad for teaching him the game of baseball. And he taught he and his brother how to play baseball out in their front yard. And Harmon recalled in that Hall of Fame speech that one day while they were out in the front yard playing baseball, his mama had come out on the front porch and said, "Honey, Y'all are ruining the grass. And Harmon said, I remember what my dad said to my mom. He said, honey, we're not raising grass, we're raising kids. Amen? And that's what we kind of want to talk about today. And it is my prayer that every child that stood up here today would become a kingdom kid. We're talking about Christian children today who need to be under the control of the Holy Spirit. We've learned that it is God's desire that every member of a believing family be filled with the Spirit of God, be under the control of the Holy Spirit. Wouldn't your family be blessed if everyone was under the control of the Holy Spirit? Everybody say yes or amen. We'd all be better off. Now, when you start thinking about kids today, man, kids have it tough, do they not? They do. They've got it tough. I mean, I think about all the aborted children today. 63 million. I think about all the abused children today. Kids who are being trafficked for sex. I think about kids who are physically abused. Did you know that one out of three little girls by the time they get out of high school have been physically abused? One out of six little boys, by the time that had been physically abused. I think about all the abandoned kids today. Man, kids who are raising themselves, who've just been kind of left to their own to do what they want to do. And kids got it tough today. They really do. And it is in this atmosphere that we want to rightly divide the word of truth and see what God has to say to our children and their parents. Now, kids, let me just speak to y'all real quickly. Now, I know you've got parents, okay? You got a mom and a dad, right? And guess what? Y'all are stuck with them, all right? You're stuck with your mom and dad and your grandparents, I might say. And so the Word of God has some things to say to us today about your responsibility to your mother and your father and also to the parents this morning. So we're going to learn what it takes to be kingdom kids. Are y'all with me? All right, let's honor God's Word by standing to our feet. Let me just read three verses of Scripture. This is where we wind up this morning in Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6. If you have your Bibles, follow along, or your phone, or whatever it is that you have. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with you, and you may live long on the earth. And you fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord. And may God add His blessing to the reading, the teaching, and the preaching of His holy word this morning. Please be seated. All right, first thing that needs to take place in order to be a kingdom kid is simply this: obey your parents. Kingdom kids obey their parents. Obey your parents. The word obey there in verse 1 literally means to hear under. To hear under. That's what that word means. And you know, you can't obey your parents unless you listen to your parents. I thought you parents would just jump up and shout hallelujah. I mean, in order to obey them, you've got to first listen to them. And I want you to listen to what Proverbs chapter 1, verses 8 and 9 says. Proverbs chapter 1, verses 8 and 9. Kids, listen to this. My son, hear the instruction of your father, and do not forsake the law of your mother, for they will be a graceful ornament on your head and chains about your neck. This is a continual command to every child in a Christian home. Our kids today love to wear chains and, you know, wristbands and bracelet and all kinds. Why not put on the jewelry of obedience? That is such a good word, Pastor. Why not put on the jewelry of obedience? Amen? Wouldn't everyone in the home be better if we would put on this thing called obedience? Children, obey your parents. And we're to obey our parents for spiritual reasons. He says, children, obey your parents. What? In the Lord. Spiritual reasons for obeying our parents. Obey them in the Lord. Now, Colossians chapter 3, just two or three pages over, says it a little bit differently. Colossians 3:20 says, children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing to the Lord. It pleases God for us to be obedient to our parents. It's a spiritual matter. Now, if your parents are asking you to steal or lie, guess what? You don't have to obey that. Why? Because that would not please the Lord. Are y'all following my train of thought here? But let me tell you, it does please the Lord to obey your parents. It's the spiritual thing to do. And let me just talk about disobedience for just a minute. Disobedience is a serious, serious sin. As a matter of fact, this thing of disobedience appears many times in the Scriptures, and unbelievably, there's some verses in the Bible that talk about disobedient children. Did you know that? In describing some of the most depraved people on the planet, one of the sins that's listed, let me just read it for you, is over here in Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1, if I can get to it quick here. Here we go. Romans chapter 1 and verse 30. Now listen to these sins, and in the midst of these sins, these are a people who God has turned over to their own desires. Their minds are depraved. Listen to what he says. Backbiters, haters of God, violent, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents. In the middle of these serious sins, disobedient children comes to light in the Word of God. God does not like disobedience, especially among His children. And 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 2, is talking about disobedient children. And he's talking about the last days. What life is going to be like in the last days. 2 Timothy chapter 3 says, but know this, that in the last days perilous times will come, for men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. And so in the last days, before the return of Christ, this serious sin of disobedience among children in a family is a description of what, you know, as I sit here and think about the times that we're living in, we are in times that we're calling evil good and good evil. We're in some tough days. And so, kids, I want you to know from the get-go that rebellion is a very serious, serious sin. We don't want to, and you know what? Our kids are being inundated with rebellious thoughts and attitudes by on the television show, the video games that they're playing, even the lyrics in the music that they're listening to. Some of that is all leading children to rebel against their authority figures. The message is: you just be who you want to be, do what you want to do, rebel against the establishment. It's, you know, and here's the deal. The devil wants to deceive every one of us in here this morning. He is a deceiver, and he will use anyone, anything to deceive us into falling into disobedience. Children, obey your parents. Amen, Luke? All right. I love that boy over here. And so obeying your parents is not in the Lord. It's not just a spiritual thing. It's the right thing to do. It's an ethical thing. Did you catch that? Children, obey your parents in the Lord. It's spiritual. Here's ethical. For this is right. It's just the right thing to do. It's the ethical thing to do. Kids, you know, our homes are a laboratory for life. They are. They're a testing center for what children are going to experience the rest of the days of their life. And you know, when you learn to be obedient in your home, you can learn to be obedient to your teachers. When you learn obedience in the home, you can learn to be obedient to your coaches and the leaders that God puts in your life. You can learn to be obedient to your boss. You don't like to think about it, but you're going to have a boss one day. And you're going to need to learn to be obedient. Our authority figures. I used to teach a Bible study and have worship services at a huge prison down in Clifton, Tennessee, on the Tennessee River. And it was an amazing place. We would go in there, you know, and I fell in love with those guys, prisoners. A lot of them were locked up for things that just, and in my conversation over 18 or 19 years with these prisoners, how did you wind up in here? Why are you here? I never did ask anybody, what did you do to get in here? That was the wrong thing to ask. But you know what I learned? All of those guys and girls never learned how to obey the authority figures in their life. And let me tell you, if you don't learn obedience in the home, that's where you'll wind up. That's where you'll wind up. You listen to your pastor today. Listen to the preacher. I'm giving you solid truth today. Children, obey your parents. Now, do we have any examples of that? Let me just mention the name of Jesus to you. Luke chapter 2 and verse 51 says that Jesus was subject to his parents. Wow, imagine that. The creator of the universe was subject to his mama and daddy. He was obedient to his parents. Jesus, the one who created you and saved you and is praying for you, he set the example for us. He was obedient to his mom and dad. Well, Brother Cal, you just don't know who my parents are. You don't know how they are. Well, let me just put it like that. How long am I supposed to be obedient to them? Is there come a point in time when I don't have to obey my parents? Well, as long as you're putting your feet up underneath their table, as long as you're living under their roof, as long as you're putting on the clothes that they have bought for you, come on, parents. Until that point in time comes, you're to obey mom and dad. Now, I've had some kids tell me from time to time that are, you know, right at the end of their teenage years and talking about this and that. Well, I'm an adult. Great, get out there and do it yourself. You know, get out of the house. Go. And by the way, parents, let me just say to you, the goal is to get your kids to leave and go be great citizens. That's the goal, not to keep them as long as you can, but to make them into the kind of adults that God wants them to be. Y'all, this is good stuff, is it not? I mean, just practical advice, obey your parents. Glory to his name. Now, time always gets away from me up in here. Honor your parents is the second thing. Did you catch that? He says in verse 2 in Ephesians 6, honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise that it may be well with you and you may live long on the earth. Honor your parents. Now, obedience is an action. Honor is an attitude. And there's a difference there. Obedience is an action. Honor is an attitude. honor your parents. You know, You can obey your parents without honoring your parents. Did you know that? I remember, I know y'all have trouble believing this, but most of my sisters had to wash the dishes from the dinner table. Very rarely did I get asked to wash the dishes. I had other jobs. But I remember one time Mom looked at me and she said, "Son, need you to wash the dishes tonight." Well, I threw a fit, griped, grumbled, complained all the way over to the sink. And I did wash the dishes that night. I obeyed my mom, but I did not honor my mom. You understand what I'm saying? And so we are to honor our parents. Disrespect is a close second to disobedience. Can I get a witness? Well, Brother Cal, I have trouble respecting. You know, the teenage years are tough, are they not? I have trouble honoring my mom and dad, Brother Cal. I've had people say this. And my response is, well, can you not at least honor them for their position as your parents? Well, what do you mean by that? Well, they're the ones that brought you into this world, and bless God, they're the ones that can take you out of this world. You know? Can you at least honor them for the position that they hold? This is a commandment here. Honor them. You know, many a parent has cried himself or herself to sleep because of the words and actions of a child. One of these days, it'll be too late to respect and honor your mom or your dad. Go ahead and do it while they're still here with you. You'll be so glad. And I'm going to say something major right here. But you listen to me. If you are not right, if you're a child, whether you're a kingdom kid or a kingdom teenager or a college, if you're not right with your mom and dad, you are not right with God. That's just a plain hard cold fact. Well, Brother Cal, you don't know what they've done. They're going to be accountable to the Lord just like you are. And your response is to honor them and to obey them as best you can. Even when you're my age. Ooh. You remember when Jesus was dying on the cross? You remember that? Y'all have read about that. And he's dying for the sins of the whole world. And you remember what Jesus did? John and his mother and some other women were there. And Jesus, while he was paying the price for all of our sin, looked at John and said, "John, this is your mother." In his last dying moments, he's respecting his mama. He wanted to be sure that somebody was going to take care of his mother. He is our example in everything. Y'all, this is not to honor our parents. This is not a suggestion. It's a commandment. As, by the way, it's the fifth commandment. Six times it's in the New Testament to honor your mom and dad. Six times in the New Testament. And if you'll obey it, there's a promise that comes with it. What's the promise? That it may be well with you and you may live long on the earth. You'll live a better and longer life if you'll honor your mom and dad. Well, Brother Cal, I know somebody that died an early death and they honored their parents. This is a general promise. In other words, most of the time, if you'll be obedient to what the Scripture's telling us to do, you'll live a longer and better life. I mean, Jesus died when he was a young man, right? 33? Well, didn't he honor his folks? Yes. And so this is most of the time, there's some exceptions, but most of the time, if we'll obey our parents and honor our parents, you'll live a better, longer life. Is there anybody in here that can give witness to that and just say amen? Amen. And I can't tell you how many times I heard this growing up. I don't know if you remember this or not, Susan. But Mom would tell us, "Don't play in the street." And if we listened to Mom on that one, we didn't get run over by a car. "Don't touch that stove." Then you wouldn't get burned, right? I mean, and here's, I remember this one. Choose your friends wisely. You see, Mom and Dad didn't want me running around with Charles Manson. Choose your friends wisely. And here's another one. Wait until marriage until you start having sex. Wouldn't folks be a lot better off if we just followed the advice of our godly moms and dads? And in closing this morning, I know we don't have time to do this, but there's a tremendous example of a son honoring and admiring his father in Genesis 46 to 50. You read about how Joseph honored his dad. Genesis 46 through 50. Read that today. It'll bless you. It'll be good for you. I read it this morning, and it was such a tremendous passage of Scripture as to how we are to honor our parents. And having said that, we've run out of time. I've said all of that to say this. You will never be able to obey or honor your folks unless you are yielded and surrendered to the Holy Spirit. He's the only one that can do that for you. He can, and he said he would. But you've got to be willing to surrender control of his Spirit. What about you today? Do you want to be a kingdom kid? Maybe some of you are a little bit older now, and you're in adulthood, and this passage of Scripture has kind of upset you and rubbed you the wrong way. Let me just tell you, whenever the Word of God speaks, we need to listen and obey. You want to be a kingdom kid today? Do you want to be a Christ-honoring teenager? Do you want to be a godly parent? Well, it all ends and begins with the ministry of the Holy Spirit that lives within us. And if you're not sure if you've got the Holy Spirit or not, friend, today, I wouldn't let all the demons in hell keep me from Jesus. You'd be willing to turn from your sin and just agree with God about your sin and say, Lord, I trust you. I believe you. Would you forgive me of my sin? Would you come into my life and just change me and make me into the kind of person you want me to be? You know what God will do? He'll come in and he will make you the kind of parent, grandparent, child, young adult that he wants you to be. Let's pray together. Lord, there have been many times in my life when I was disobedient and disrespectful. And I'm so thankful for the blood of Jesus that covers all my sins and washed them away. And so I don't know who we're speaking to here today, but oh God, oh Lord, afresh and anew, would you wash us? And would you help us to be the kind of people that we need to be, whether we're parents, grandparents, single, kids, children, or what? Would you help us by the wonderful, sweet presence of the Holy Spirit to become all that you want us to be? In Jesus' sweet name we pray. Amen. There's a twofold way to respond to the message today. If you know you need to do something that God's calling you to do, you can get one of our second mile marker cards in the back and fill out the bottom part of that card and check those decisions on there. You can even leave a prayer request and put it in one of these buckets. There's a bucket back here you can put it in, or you can get out of your seat. And I know this is uncomfortable in these days, but you can come to the front here and I'll pray for you. You can share with me what God's doing or whatever it is you feel like you need to. I'd love to pray for you. We've got other folks that can lay hands on you and pray for you. But the response is yours. And anytime God's word is given, we have to respond, either in obedience or let's all stand and sing.
This is Pastor Cal again. I hope you enjoyed the message. If you'd like to talk to me or another pastor about some issue that you may have, a question you might have, you're free to call 931-332-6288.